Mesachet Gittin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Shnei Gittin shekasvan ze betadze. Two Gittin that are written one next to the other. One get is written on the right side of the page, and one get is written on the left side of the page. Ushnei Edim Ivrim ba'im mitachaze litachaze. There are two Edim that are signed in Lashon HaKodesh, and they sign all the way across under both Gittin. Ushnei Edim Yuvanim ba'im mitachaze litachaze. And then under those two Edim Ivrim are two Edim that come from Yavam, and they signed in Greek, and in Greek you sign from left to right, so they signed also all the way across from left to right, Esha Edom HaRishonim Nikron Imo Kasher. The get under which the first Edom are signed, that is the get that is Kasher. So in this case, where the Edom of Ephraim signed first, the right get is Kasher. The Edom of Ephraim signed from right to left, so therefore they are signed under the right get, even though they signed all the way across. But since they write their name first, so their name is signed under the right get, and their father's name is signed under the left get. So therefore, they are be'ikr signing on the right get, not on the left get. So therefore, only that get is kosher, and the left get is puzzle. Now, even though there are Edom Yevanim that signed after the Edom of Ivrim, and they sign from left to right, so therefore they are signed under the left get, the reason why we are makshur only the right get is because the Chachamim were afraid that maybe when the Edom Yevanim saw that the Edom of Ivrim are signing from right to left, maybe they changed from their usual minhag, and they also sign from right to left, so therefore their own name is under the right get, while their father's name is under the left get, just like the Edom of Ivrim, so therefore all four Edom are signing only under the right get, so therefore we could only be machzer the right get. Now if the Edom Yevanim sign first, so then we would say the left get is kosher, as the Edom Yevanim sign from left to right, and they are signed under the left get. Even though after the Edom Yevanim, the Edom of Ivrim signed, and they signed from right to left, maybe after that they saw that the Edom of Yevanim are signing from left to right, maybe they changed from their usual minhag, and they also signed from left to right, and they are also signed under the left get. So in the case where the Edom Yevanim signed first, only the left get would be kosher. Eid Echad Ivri ve'Eid Echad Yevani ve'Eid Echad Ivri ve'Eid Echad Yevani Barn mitachaze letachaze Shneim Sut. This is also talking about a case where there are two Gittin, one written on the right side of the page and one written on the left side of the page. And there are four Edom signed here. The first Eid is an Ivri, the second Eid is a Yevani, the third Eid again an Ivri, and the fourth Eid again a Yevani. And all four Edom signed all the way across the page under both Gittin. Both Gittin are puzzle. Even though Lechora, both Gittin should be Kasher. And there are two Edom Ivrim here signed from the right to the left, so that should be Machshir the right get. And there are two Edom Yevanim signed from left to right, and that should be Machshir the left get. Even so, both Gittin are psulim. The reason being, as the Rabbanim were afraid that there are two possible scenarios over here where only one of the Gittin would be Kasher, and we don't know which scenario is the case, so therefore we can't be Machshir either get, which is that maybe after the first Eid, who is an Ivri, signed from right to left, the second Eid, who is the Yevani, saw that the first Eid signed from right to left, and maybe he changed from his usual minhag and signed from right to left also. And then the third Eid, who is an Ivri, also signed from right to left. So now there are three Edom under the right get, and only the right get would be kosher. As even if the fourth Eid, who is the Yevani, signed from left to right, he is the only one who signed under the left get, so then the right get would be kosher, and the left get would be puzzle. But there is also another possible scenario, which is that maybe after the first Eid signed from right to left, the second Eid, who is the Yevani, signed like his usual minhag from left to right, and the third Eid, who is an Ivri, saw that the Yevani who signed in front of him signed from left to right, and maybe he changed from his usual minhag and signed also from left to right. And the last Eid, who is also Yevani, signed from left to right like his usual minhag. And in this case, the left get would be kosher. The left get has three Eidim, and the right get has only one Eid, the first Ivri, that signed. So we don't know which scenario is the case over here. We don't know if the left get is kosher or if the right get is kosher, or maybe they all signed in their usual way, and then both Gittin would be kosher. So since we don't know, we have to possible both Gittin. Mesachet Gittin Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. Shir Mikzas Haget Ukosvo B'daf Hasheni V'Ha'edim Momata Kosher. Somebody who left over part of the get, that is, somebody was writing a get and ran out of room on the page, and he wrote the rest of the get in the second column on the same page, and the Edom are signed underneath the second column, the get is kosher. Chasmu Edom Barosh Hadaf Minatzad O Me'acharov Beget Pashut Puzzle. If the Adam are signed on top of the page, instead of signing under the get, they sign on top of the get. Or if they sign on the side of the get. Or if they sign on the other side of the get by a get pasha, which is a regular get, as opposed to a get makusha, which we had in the previous parak, that on a get makusha, the Adam are always signed on the other side of the page. In all these cases, puzzle, all the gittin are puzzle. The Adam have to be signed underneath the get. Hikif rosho sozeh beside rosho sozeh, v'adim be'emsa, shneim soup. If there are two gittin written on the same side of the page, the top of the two gittin are right next to each other, which is that he started writing both gittin from the middle of the page. One get he started from the middle and wrote on down, and one get he started from the middle and wrote towards the top of the page, and the adim are signed in between the two gittin. So therefore, the adim are on the top of both gittin. Both of the gittin are psulim, because, as we said, the adim has to be signed underneath the get. Sofo shozeh b'tzah sofo shozeh b'ha'adim b'emsa esha'adim nikrin imo kosher. If the bottom of the two gittin are right next to each other, which is somebody wrote two gittin on the same page, one get, he started from the top and wrote on down, and the other get, he started from the bottom of the page and wrote towards the top of the page, so therefore both gittin ended in middle of the page, and the adim are signed in the middle, the get that the adim are signed on, that get is kasher, which is that if the adim are signed face up, then the adim are signed on the top get, and the top get is kasher. If the adim are signed face down, then the adim are signed on the bottom get, and the bottom get is kasher. Rosho shozeh b'tzad sofo shozeh v'ha'adim be'emsa esha'adim nikrim b'sofo kasher. Again, we are talking about a case where there are two gittin written on the same page. The top get, he started from the top of the page, and when he finished that get underneath it, he wrote another get, which he wrote towards the bottom of the page, and the adim are signed in the middle between the two gittin. The get that the adim are signed on is kosher. So therefore, if the adim are signed face up, then the top get is kosher, and the bottom get is puzzle, since the bottom get has no adim. Now, if the adim are signed face down, then both gittin are psulim, and the top get is puzzle since it has no adim, as the adim are signed towards the bottom get, and the bottom get is also puzzle, as even though the adim are signed towards the bottom get, since the adim are signed on top of the get, and as we said, the adim has to be signed underneath the get, so therefore the bottom get also has no adim and is also puzzle.